Meditation on Dying. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Meditation on Dying. Dying is something that everyone seems to do, you know. It's what everyone seems to be going through. But actually, we don't realize how many people do not go through the traditional dying routine that we are so all well aware of. We're well aware of the burials and the cremations and the funerals and all of these lovely things. And we're so aware of it, but are we aware of how many people really do not go through that? These missing people, these people who are not around at the time that they might normally have died, or if they died, they're not around either. So what does that sort of mean? We wonder about that. Well, how can we have some sort of a meditation on dying? What does it mean to die? Well, as we interpret dying, it's moving away from this dimension and leaving our body behind. And in moving away, we are moving away without leaving a forwarding address. Now you say, Herb, that's kind of silly. That's not very respectful of dying. Well, there's nothing to be respectful about dying. Are we respectful about being born? Are we respectful about eating our meals and using our bowel movements? Are we respectful about going to school and having marriages and all of these things? Are we respectful about that? No. So why are we worried about being respectful about dying? Well, what we have done, basically, is to make ourselves so confused about dying that dying has become a negative activity in our world. Dying has become something that we try to avoid or delay for as long as possible. Whereas, if we would recognize that there is no death, then we would never delay it, and we'd never worry about it. We would realize, hey, if there is no death, then that means that I live forever, and I may as well live forever in an ideal spirit, mind, and body. I may as well live forever in a perfect arrangement on earth with perfect relationships. I may as well live forever in an ideal situation. Now, you say, well, yeah. Well, think of it. You know you're going to die, and so you live in your body as long as you can, and you stay around as long as you can, and you want to keep your body nice, but you don't really care. You want to keep your body healthy, but you don't really care. You want to keep your mind alert and alive and aware, but you don't really care. Herb, how can you say that we don't really care when we do really care? We really care because we're really very concerned about it. We try to go to the doctor, and we try to go and have the medicines that we need. We try to eat the foods that delight us and things like that. That's right. That's right. But do you go to the doctor to take care of a problem, or do you go to the doctor to have him advise you on a good diet to eat, on good attitudes to be living by psychologically? Do you go to the doctor as a preventative program in medicine, if you can use that term there? Do you go to the doctor so that you can live a healthy, hearty, happy life in a healthy, hearty, happy body in a healthy, hearty, happy mind? Well, now that would seem to be an ideal situation. Now, but we don't do that. We don't do that. We have a tendency to put into our bodies things that are not beneficial to us. Why would anyone put alcohol into their body when they're not a car and trying to preserve themselves from being frozen in cold weather? Why would anyone eat excessive sugar? Because it tastes so good, huh? Because the alcohol makes our mind more relaxed and we don't worry about things so much. Because, you see, all these things have these secondary activities to them, and these secondary activities are what destroy us. If we could just learn to say, I am peace, learn to say, I am peace. And as we learn to say, I am peace, we bring about the feeling of peace in our mind and body. If we say, I am love, well, what has that got to do with health? Ho, ho, ho. If we would say, I am love, we would be loving and kind. We would create about us a world of harmony and peace and joy and goodness. And as we create this world about us of harmony, peace, and joy and goodness, then our bodies and our minds reflect this. The brain cells, the stem cells in the brain, are available for us to program if we wish. And I will rephrase that same sentence. The brain cells, the stem cells in our brain, are for us to program whether we like it or not. And if we program ourselves, telling ourselves that we live in a body that has problems, then our brain cells will bring that about. If we tell ourselves that we live in a body that's whole and perfect, that is beautiful and dynamic and wonderful, then our brain cell, our stem cells in our brain, which there are 10,000 every day that are born waiting to do our bidding, then these brain stem cells will carry out whatever positive attitude or negative attitude that we have for ourselves. So if we can start building right now the idea that we have positive attitudes about ourselves, that we live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body, that our body is the temple of the absolute purity and goodness that we are. As we train ourselves in this field, as we live in this consciousness, as we train in this awareness, then we are preparing ourselves for the illusion of death. We are preparing ourselves for the movement into another level of consciousness. Now, we could live longer on this consciousness in our healthy, happy, hearty body. That's true. In our healthy, happy, hearty mind. And that's very true. And as we live in that attitude here, life here becomes a total joy. We don't know the doctors, or we don't know the psychologists. We don't know anybody outside of ourselves, because we live in our own inner perfection, in our own inner reality. And this is rather marvelous. Now, this is the truth about us. And to meditate on death or dying, we meditate on living in a healthy body. We meditate on, do you want to prepare to die, or you want to prepare to live? You see, as we prepare to live in our immortality, then we are doing a great thing. If we prepare for our death, so eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you may die, that sort of thing, that's not really a very beneficial attitude to have toward our bodies and our minds, our life. So, what do we do? What do? We begin to say to ourselves, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And then the stem cells that are listening, they're waiting to be programmed. They're saying, oh, okay, to your spirit, mind, and body. That's good. That's good. Okay. Any way you want to go is fine with me. And then we continually say it. And then a little pain comes along, and we continually say it. And then someone tells us that in our family, the genes and chromosomes have been shown to have this sort of a response at this age and this lifestyle and so forth. And so we believe that. However, if we really want to believe something great, then what we do is we say, so, that is what they put into their stem cells at another point in time, and they experienced it. Me, now, here, in this point in time, I put into my brain cells, the undifferentiated substance of my brain cells, what it is I want. And I want health. I want happiness. I want wholeness. I want abundance. I want everything good. And I accept it, and I say that I am it, and then my brain cells just naturally flow to accomplish that. Now, we've been saying this using different words for years and years and years. It is done unto you according to your belief. Think, as a man thinketh, so it is. You see, as we do these things, as we put these causes in motion, we have some of the most spectacular things happening in our life that we could ever dream about. And these spectacular things that happen in our life are so rewarding and so uplifting and so fantastic that we now know we're meditating in the right direction. To meditate means to think about. We now know that we're thinking in the right direction. And so every time we think about our body or its conditions, every time we think about what we want to do with our life and our death and our dying and our life and our living, we put causes in motion that are dramatic and dynamic and powerful. And as we put these causes in motion, our bodies respond to our perfection in a perfect, beautiful way. Just that simple. Meditation on dying. We could say meditation on living, but meditation on dying throws us right into the foray, and we begin to say, ah, so, I choose to think about living. I choose to know my life is immortal, eternal. I choose to know that every cause I put in motion is demonstrated in my body in every beautiful way. And as I say this, and as I know this, and as I claim this, I experience this. And that's pretty wonderful, because that's the way it works. And that's what it's all about. So join me in making these positive statements about yourself, your life, your world, your experience, and the things that make your world go round. You're whole and perfect now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.